May 29th, Friday.
Which era is it now? When I remember you upon my bed and meditate on you in the watches of the night. Psalm 63, verse 6. O Lord, in the morning you hear my voice. In the morning I prepare a sacrifice for you and watch. Psalms 5, 3. By day the Lord commands his steadfast love, and at night his song is with me. A prayer to God of my life. Psalms 42, verse 8. I remember your name in the night, O Lord, and keep your law. Psalms 119, verse 55.
The People of the Covenant. Psalms chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The God of the covenant has called you as a person of the covenant. Especially, he has called you as a remnant who will solve the problems of the age and save future generations. What can you do for your God-given covenant to be specifically fulfilled? Number 1. What must the spiritual summit prepare? Time, mindset, and vessel. There is certainly a difference between transcendental meditation done by unbelievers and holy meditation done by believers. When you communicate with God through summit time, then obsessions, divisions, and addictions are healed because your thoughts, hearts, and brain are connected to your soul. They give you great spiritual influence. Furthermore, you must possess a mature summit attitude of Christ being the master and work toward the good. In the end, the size of the summit's vessel that contains the answers depends on the size that the vessel is going to be. Number 2. Minor experiences become an answer of the future when you discern the age. It would be ideal for remnants to directly broaden their experiences by traveling around the world. On the other hand, they can indirectly discover their lifelong talents that perfectly fit the field through reading or praying. Why must remnants follow the covenant journey and make a resolution concerning the evangelist's life? They have to save the age that has met crises because of spiritual problems and is ignorant of the gospel. God provides the answers and the blessings of the age to remnants who plan their evangelism schedules. Those who follow the covenant journey and are led by the Holy Spirit are the people of the covenant. Today may you restore the heavenly mandate of finding and raising disciples at the day, the time, and at that place where God has planned. Dear God, may I communicate with you who has called me as a spiritual summit through summit time. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.